Hello and welcome to the Dublin Arsenal podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Giles, on our fourth show of the 25-26 Premier League season. I'm joined by regular in-house gooner Eamon Donnelly to look back on our pre-season fixtures in Asia and our Emirates Cup success over Atletico Bilbao, and also chat about our summer transfer business. And remember to check out our preview and review shows on Spotify and on our Dublin Arsenal YouTube channel. So sit back and enjoy the show. As I said in my intro, I'm joined by Eamon Donnelly. Welcome back, pal, for another new season. Season 5 now, episode 1. How are you, pal?
Ivan didn't show up, as I say, at the end of the day. So, Dave O'Leary, as I say, is going to take the show. And I suggest we just get on with it.
Couldn't put it
I'm
any
all
better.
right. I'm good. I'm good.
And I'm sure we'll have plenty more one-liners like this over the next 38 weeks. Turmoil.
Anyway,
I'm sure.
what can we do you for?
Just to briefly mention, check out the River Bar in Dublin City Centre, the home of the Dublin Arsenal Supporters Club. Eamon and Co. will be there as always, season week in, week out over the 25-26 season. And thanks to Derek and Martin for editing this, which will be available from next week on our Dublin Arsenal YouTube channel. Last season stats was briefly, for anyone who would like to know. We finished second, scored 69 goals, conceded 34, 74 points, and our top scorer in the Premier League was Kai Havertz. With all the injuries he had and the amount of injuries we had, he 9 goals in total, 15 goals in all comps. We scored a total of 115 goals in all competitions as well, so it wasn't bad going considering the amount of injuries we had. But this is a brand new season. That was yesteryear, and we'll kick on into the transfers. I'll go to first, and just into our outgoings first. I thought I'd bring this to Eamon. Jorginho went to Flamengo, Marquinhos went to Cruzeiro, Tavares went to Lazio permanently, Kieran Tierney back to Celtic, Takehiro Tomiyasu released, sadly injuries really curtailed his career. I think he could have had a really good career, but he did a farewell, and Thomas Partey went to Villarreal. Eamon, briefly on those outgoings, Eamon, they all made a contribution to the Arsenal, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think any of them were a surprise. And there needs to be a few more because we can't keep the numbers that we have. I think we're well stocked, and we need to make sure there's room in the squad. And there's another three or four I think will go before the end of August. But particular fondness for Kieran Tierney. He was a great professional at the Arsenal, and I think his send off. I was there at the last game of the season, away Southampton, and it was a really brilliant moment when he scored. And it was he's a proper lad, and I wish him every success. I just wish he had gone to Hibernian instead of Celtic, you know.
Amos love her burning
Well, we wear white
before
sleeves, you know.
I think we'll all remember. Well, the one goal I'll always remember from the few he did score, Tierney. I think you remember this, West Brom Albion in January 21 during
Yeah,
that
in the
time.
snow,
Screaming, remember that in the snow? He's the only bird in the short sleeves. He was a real hard man. That's that typified who he was, I think. And I think you're right. The goal he got against Southampton, he was like a kid in a playground. He really wanted that to go out in a high, didn't he? You could see what it meant to
Well, he leaves us making 170 appearances, and we'll go
him.
down in
It's
our
incredible,
photos.
though, isn't it?
He'll be remembered well, you know.
You were really fond of him, Amy, weren't you? For
Was time will be good to him, you know, through an Arsenal lens, you know.
It will be, and he's off to a flyer at Celtic. They've welcomed him back and with big warm arms as well, It looks like, in terms of outgoings, I know it's only speculation, Eamon, but do you think Alexander Zinchenko and Leandro Trossard could be sacrificed to, to trim the squad? Do you think?
I
Are
think
we
we
more
need to get a
Zinchenko,
bit
maybe?
of. I think we need we I think we need to get a bit of money in. But we also need to make room in the squad. It's not just about getting money in and balancing the books. I think Trossard could stay, but he mightn't fancy staying because I think the arrival of Madueke has put him down the pecking order. I think Zinchenko was a great boy for us, and he really did. He lifted the standard. He raised the floor. He raised the floor for us, you know. He kind of hired the standards, but I think it just shows you how far we've come when we see him as somewhat of a weak link.
Do you think as well, Eamon, in terms of Zinchenko briefly, do you think the signing of Calafiori last season and the
Well, that was the end of Zinchenko.
breakthrough of Kvaratskhelia kind of curtailed him? You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. But he's a great pro, and
Yeah.
there's a bit of controversy over an additional chapter he wrote for his book. But if you actually read what he said, he just said he wasn't bad-mouthing the club. He just said it really hurts not playing.
He
And I
closed the
think
goal, yeah.
Arteta is ruthless in terms of the decisions he wants to make for the Arsenal. But in terms of man management, he's a humane guy. I think Zinchenko will be gone by the end of August.
So yeah, he doesn't want to see his contract out being the pro that he is. He wants game time, and you know the World Cup coming up next year for
He's
him. Yeah,
only 28, you know, he needs to be playing, you
he's
know.
kind of still in his prime of his career as well. I always like Zinchenko. Yeah, he has that winning mentality,
It was a
and
great signing for us.
he's a crucial sign alongside Jesus, wasn't he? The two that came from City,
Absolutely. When I
lifted
said
the
they
bar.
raised the bar, they raised the bar, right? The standards, you know. But we moved on from them, you
Yeah,
know.
it shows in a short space of time of 3 or 4 seasons how it's moved
Yeah.
on, isn't it? Yeah. Just briefly, I mean, any other players in the outgoings that you had fondness for and or made it, you know, a significant impact?
I have fondness for Reece Nelson because he's one of our own, but he's
Yeah.
been a great disappointment. He was as good as Ethan Moniarty at that age. You
Yeah. You
know?
believe, yeah. Do you
Oh, he
think
was. Oh, he was.
since that goal we'll all remember against Bournemouth, Eamon, when the decibel level went nearly to space, where do you think it kind of went wrong for Nelson? Do you think the injuries or
Jonathan, it's a very, very hard jungle to navigate. Sometimes a player can be really, really good at a certain age, and they just come back into the pack. And I think that's what happened to him. He just
yeah.
come back into the pack. I think he's a player that has dazzling feet. I think if he had a bit more pace, he'd have everything. And it
Yeah.
just shows you how good Bukayo Saka is, because Reece Nelson at his age was the cheese. Bukayo Saka is a few years behind him, and the difference in standard is obvious, you know. But I like Reece Nelson. He's a good lad. I wish him well. He's not going to get any time at the Arsenal. Sambi Lokonga didn't work out for him at the Arsenal, but he probably has a future. But he's injury prone, you know. I think he'll go. I think Zinchenko will go. Trossard may go, you know.
Yeah, he's been influential as well when he's been
Or
confident
the
and
other
healthy.
thing that could happen is Martinelli could go, but
Yeah.
only if we got a marquee left winger.
And who knows? Still 2 weeks, isn't
Oh,
it?
I say that without any knowledge.
Yeah.
But the only reason why I think Martinelli is still, I don't think he'll go, but the only reason why I say that it could happen, let's say, for example, Rodrigo from Madrid became available.
Yeah, it would be a
You
marquee
have to
sign,
be,
wouldn't it? Yeah.
they couldn't pay 80 odd million for him without getting the 50 million for Martinelli. They just couldn't do it. We spent heavily this summer, you know.
Yeah, that's it. It's a fair point. We'll come to actually now, Eamon. That brings me into our incomings. Kepa Arrizabalaga from Chelsea for 5 million. Martin Zubimendi from Real Sociedad, 55.8. Christian Nørgaard from Brentford for 10. Christian Mosquera from Valencia for 13. Nani Mwemweki for 48 million from Chelsea, and our marquee signing and the striker that we want is Victor Gyökeres from Sporting Lisbon, 63.5 million. In terms of the incomings, Eamon, are you happy with our transfer business that we've done? And it looks like we signed it in each position, which was crucial as well for, you know, kind of.
I'm very happy with the business that we've done, and I'll tell you why. If you try to pick that team now, you've got two players for every position are really good.
Yeah.
That's why I'm happy. Last year we didn't have that. I mean, you look at Mikel Merino now, for example. We signed him last season, and everybody said, "Well, here's the extra piece of the jigsaw, right? Here's it." Now people look at Mikel Merino and say, "Well, is he good enough to get into the starting 11?" That's the quality that we have.
Yeah, that's a big yeah from
That's
Kells.
the quality. Mikel Merino is a brilliant player, by the way, but
Yeah.
that's the quality that we have. Is he going to get into the team? And I know people are clamoring for, like, we will not be signing Eze, that's for sure.
Do you think hand on heart, Eamon? I was actually just going to ask you that. Do you not think do you think that's maybe in the next transfer window, maybe next summer? Do you think
No, he's
you
gone
don't
to
think he's
Tottenham.
going to join at all? No.
He's gone to Tottenham.
Would you have liked to see Eze join Arsenal? Do you think he could have
No,
been? No.
no, no.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. So all of you guys who are raving about Ethan Manyerdy, he was going to save us, when we were in trouble here, there, and everywhere. Where's Ethan Manyerdy going to fit in the squad if Eze comes?
Yeah, everyone wants these glamour signings,
Where's Ethan
but
Manyerdy going to
no
get game
man's
time if
coming
Eze
down.
comes?
Yeah.
Because Eze is not a left winger, but he plays in that kind of inside left position, right? Manyerdy will not be playing on the right wing as a backup to Saka this year. We're after investing in a new contract for Manyerdy. And to my mind, Eze was a backup plan if Manyerdy didn't sign. Now, can you imagine the hullabaloo if Ethan Manyerdy had headed off and signed for Newcastle or something like that?
Yeah, the uproar there would have been.
Right?
Yeah.
So we can't have it every way. We can't do a really good deal and sign Manyerdy and then say, well, we want Eze as well. And Eze is going to block the pathway to the first team to Manyerdy. You can't have it every way,
Just, do you think as well, Eamon, coming to our number nine, at long last, or sorry, number 14, this is Victor Gyökeres from Lisbon. He scored 97 goals in 102 games, I think it was, for Lisbon in two seasons, back to back titles. But no disrespect to the Portuguese league, it's a lot weaker, you could say, to the Premier League. Do you think Gyökeres is that? Can he hit the target of 20 plus goals a season for us? And after looking at the delivery from Zubimendi against Bilbao there last weekend, you can see something special there, can't you? I know it's early days, but just in terms of where he is in the box, that presence that we were lacking as he's, a big number nine.
I judge nothing from pre-season because nobody marks anybody, right?
Yeah,
So,
well, that, yeah, the market was shocking.
I mean, Gyökeres had the freedom of the box. It was like a training session, right? Now, here's what I'll say. First of all, he wasn't our first choice, right? Our first choice was Isak, who wasn't available when he was our first choice. So let's decide. Isak wasn't available. And we absolutely needed a striker. Sesko was the one we wanted, but Sesko's agent started playing ducks and drakes and put us in a very perilous position that if we hold out for Sesko, somebody could offer more money or blah, blah, blah. And then we're left on the 31st of August with Gyökeres having gone somewhere else, Sesko gone somewhere else, and Isak gone somewhere else. And the club would have been absolutely crucified. And I think this is where Andrea Berta came in. Andrea Berta decided for the money that Gyökeres was going to cost and for what we needed in the squad, we were better off just saying, we're going for this guy, we're getting this guy. Now, I've been very impressed with what I've seen in terms of he's not just this big lump of a mulligar up top. His movement is very good. He's quick across the ground, he's
Very quick.
brave. And he runs it, but it'll take him a while. It'll take him a while to get used to us and us a while to get used to him. And the key for Gyökeres is going to be Zubimendi. Don't mind that cameo. Zubimendi is going to do different things. Zubimendi is going to try and be the lightning rod for quicker transitions from defense into attack because he is so quick to get out of trouble in a way that some of the armchair fans don't really appreciate that because it doesn't look at him on TV. A ball is played into him, a bit like Cesc. A ball is played into him, and with one touch, he's moved it on.
Yeah, it's
Where
that, yeah.
the eye-catching thing is when you dribble past somebody, but if you move the ball on in one touch, when you've your back to goal, the whole game turns around. That's what gives the Odegaard license then. Everything opens up in front of you. So I think Zubimendi, I'm really delighted with that signing. And just for the record, Jonathan, I told anybody who listened last summer, Zubimendi would be coming to the Arsenal next summer because he turned down Liverpool, and I was correct. Right?
And from what
I'm
I've
very
seen,
happy with the Zubimendi signing. I'm happy with the Victor Gyökeres signing because I don't think we needed Nat Loftus as a centre forward scoring 98 goals, smoking a pipe at the end of it. Like I just think we needed a centre forward, right? That was a focal point for the attack.
in terms of Nani Madueke, Eamon. I've said no one really saw this coming at all, really. But do you think go back up to Saka to take a bit of the workload off him as the season goes on, do you think?
But I think he'll do that, but I think he'll also feature on the left-hand side.
Do you think so?
I'm delighted with that signing. He's a really good player. And what I do know about him is that nobody works harder and that he's really committed to his profession. Right? Chelsea is a basket case. I know they're the World Club champions and all that, but like that happened. They were madness,
The tournament.
Like it's very hard to establish yourself as a Chelsea player because there's so many of them, right? But this guy, he's very well connected with Declan Rice. And he was I like that signing, I really do, because I think he can rotate with Martinelli. He offers different things. He can go with a player, he's very quick with the ball at his feet.
Thanks.
And if Saka did need a rest, he's ideal for it, So I'm very, very pleased with that signing. But the one thing I want to say about that is, like it just shows you the noise that we get on Twitter and all that X or whatever the fuck it is now. Like when Matuidi signed, a petition was
Five
signed.
thousand fans.
5,000. Who are they? Well, I tell you what, there were 60,000 people in the stadium who didn't think that when he came on during the night.
I was just gonna say that,
So you measure the 5,000 keyboard warriors, cowardly keyboard warriors versus the 60,000 people who are watching the game in the stadium. And once and for all, we've got to stop paying any attention to this noise out there. It was disgraceful. Imagine signing a petition for a player who hasn't even kicked the ball for the club. Like,
Oh,
what
because
in
he
the name of
played for.
Jesus? Seriously.
Arch rival, yeah. It's I think he's what is he, 23, Madueke, pace to burn, electric one on one. Yeah, I think that's a really clever sign, to be honest. And what he's only coming into the peak of his
Well, if you
career
look at
now.
the way we play,
It would say it suits him, doesn't it, down to a T.
if you look at our left-hand side, for example, right? Martinelli is coached and trained to generally invert and come inside. Every now and then, he gets down the byline. And when he gets down the byline, something usually happens, right? Now, Martinelli's a naturally right-footed player with a decent left foot. Madueke is exceptional at getting to the byline and is left-footed. It gives you different options.
And that's what we were lacking last season. And due to two players in each position, £50 million aiming, Caparita Balaga for five and Christian Norgaard for 10, both Premier League experience and Premier League proven. Were you happy with those two signings?
Who, Norgaard?
Norgaard and Kepa,
Great signing. Great signing. Norgaard's a replacement for Jorginho.
yeah, 100%.
He cost us little or nothing change. And he's one of the guys I would have looked at Brentford and said, he's a bollocks.
Oh, that
So,
tackle he made on Martinelli near the end
exactly.
was
So, like,
absolutely.
I always looked at, when I was playing football, I always looked at the opposition and anybody who I thought was a bollocks means I'd love them to be playing for us. So, yeah, I'm happy with that.
As he say, he's our little bollocks.
And Kepa is a really good signing,
And he done the double overs last season. Just depressingly for Bournemouth. And finally, Eamon, a young player coming in from Valencia, defender, Richard Mosquera. Do you think we'll see him over the course of the season?
Well, I don't know. He's got feet. He's got feet. And he can go high and low and left and right. He's got feet and he's got an head. He looks a good player. He looks every bit like he looks like contingency planning for a Saliba Jackson in 2 or 3 years' time. You know?
100%. Yeah, that's talk. Yeah, 100%.
That's a continuity signing if ever I saw one, you know?
He's young and
Imagine if he became as good as Saliba is now.
yeah, that'd be
And Saliba was still worth 90 million in 2 or 3 years' time.
yeah, you will be laughing then. Yeah, that would
Well,
be
really, that's a really forward-thinking capture, you know? Yeah.
I have to say, a lot of money spent over the summer, but Andrea Bird, he's hit the ground running in terms of his new position, and obviously top job.
He
On
needs
to
to
our
trim the squad. The squad is too big, you know.
yeah. Oh, we still have, let's not panic yet. We've got 18 days left.
And the other signing I want to mention, well, he's not signed. He can't sign yet. Like, Max Delman is
Yeah.
going to feature in the Premier League this year.
What I saw, Eamon, I was actually going to
I
bring it
told
in.
you last season,
Yeah.
anybody who listened, Max Delman will feature in the Premier League this year.
He got
Right?
two penalties over pre-season. He
My
made.
information from the club, Jonathan, not that I have any better
Yeah.
information than anybody else, but from studying those who have information,
Yeah.
is that the club was of a view to just put him into the 21 team this year and protect him, but that he's so brash and confident in himself and what he can do that there's no point in trying to protect him. This lad is ready to go. Now, he won't play 20 games or anything like that, but he will play Premier League football this season. He's that good. He's the best. He is the best young English player since Wayne Rooney.
Incredible,
Wayne
isn't it?
Rooney at 16 was phenomenal, you
I think
know.
looking at Max Down, I think he's even a level above that, and that's
Well, you know, you see, you have to look at what Wayne Rooney did in the game.
McRooney was special,
So,
and you're looking at it in a different era as well.
I'm just saying, Max
Some
Delman.
compliment to pay though, isn't it, Eamon, to say this lad will play in the Premier League this season, isn't it? Like the jump from where did he get these kids from at this age? I don't
You
know.
see, I want to draw your attention to one thing. Well, you see, we're the same as any other club. We get them from talent spotting, but I think the academy under Mertesacker over the last few years has really come on in terms of the type of player and the type of attitude. Like, Delman's attitude is first class. Delman is not some Charlie Big Balls that's going to, you know,
Yeah.
but the problem is, if you sign Carlos Kickabal for 50 million, that plays in a position that Delman is eyeing up, we're going to lose Delman. So you have to balance out all this Twitter stuff about signing this body, that body, the other body. I saw him on, you know, I saw him on YouTube sign him. Like, Max Delman is the best talent in the country at this point in time. And we need to make sure, and in fairness to Arteta, what's being said is that never in the history of Arsenal Football Club has a pathway to the first team been cleared as quickly as there is for this guy.
Yeah, that says it's exciting times, isn't it, for Arsenal fans? It's been another one of our own, yeah. Onto our pre-season friendlies, Eamon, with our transfer business there wrapped up, and hopefully more to come before the end of the
I
window.
pay no attention to pre-season friendlies, Jonathan.
Just on a run through for our avid listeners, the love that you showed. July 23rd, of course, we went to Asia, as you do now, in the summer, 1-0 over Milan. Bukayo Saka got a nice goal actually in that game. July 27 was against Newcastle, 3-2 win. Michael
Yeah.
Merino, Morphy, Galway lads scored an OG. Odegaard for ourselves with the third, Elanga and Morphy for Newcastle. July 21st against Spurs, start scored from the halfway line. Less said about that's better. August the 6th against Villarreal, 3-2 defeat at home. Norgaard at the back post with a good header, and Odegaard got the other one. Our 72-minute disaster of Pepe, it was bound to happen, and he scored the fourth goal on the night. Ayoung with a second, and then Danjuma, an ex-Wolfsburg, got the third. And of course, last weekend, was the Emirates Cup, 3-0. Gyökeres and Saka got two goals, but I think it was within 2 minutes on the half hour mark, I think it was, and Havertz, the tour goal, the way, what really surprised me with Havertz is how bulked up he is this season, but
And the pace that he showed.
the pace he got away from that defender, and the finish was exquisite. And Eamon, I know you don't really look at pre-season friendlies as anything, you know, it's more about getting the players.
I'll analyze these five games in the
Yeah.
sequencing
I
very
suppose in
quickly.
particular, Eamon, aside from those three in Asia, the Villarreal and Bilbao
Let me
games.
just move for one second.
Yeah,
Let me just
okay,
move.
yeah. Summarize.
Milan was a sponsored walk. That's not the game analyzed, right?
Yes.
Tottenham, Newcastle actually left a fair bit in the physical stakes that we weren't up for
You're right
because
there.
we treated it as a training game, and they were doing different things, and they put a bit of nasty stuff in, but they're crap anyway.
Can I cut across you there, Eamon? Sorry, just briefly. McTominay had a superb game against Joe Linton and he got the foul for the penalty. How impressed were you with McTominay in that game? As you said, he's fair enough to sleep.
McTominay was the standout player in pre-season.
Yeah, 100%, yeah, 100%.
I've already spoken about him. The
Yeah.
Tottenham game, again, I don't know. They must have brought the referee in the boot with a car. But like, they treated it as a kind of a league game, and we treated it as a like pre-season games are preparation. They're training sessions, right? But
Yeah.
they were coming in over the ball and all that type of stuff. So pay no heed to
Yeah.
that. The Villarreal game, we decided to experiment with mad combinations, and we played a high line that we don't do, and obviously it didn't work, right? The only serious game we played was Bilbao because we looked, he picked a team that could start at the weekend with the
Yeah.
right combinations, and we looked like a decent team. In fact, the Bilbao manager, I don't know whether you heard the interview, said that was different level altogether, you know, so. That's pre-season for you. Get on with it.
Just briefly, Eamon, you mentioned Kai Havertz, that tour goal, and as I said, he's bulked up a lot over the summer. The pace he got away from, actually, the ball over the top from Saka was world-class to set the through. Do you see Gyökeres pushing Kai Havertz even more? You know, do you
No,
no?
they're different players.
Yeah.
Professionals don't work like that. Like Havertz is going to get 35 games this season. And
No
Gyökeres
worries.
get 35 games this season. There's loads of games to go around, right? What surprised me was because that particular evening, given that I was a friendly in the Emirates, I actually was in the away end at Talca Park with Bose against Shelbourne, and I waited until Sunday, and I watched the entire game back just to see and. I knew Havertz had scored, but didn't actually think in the sequence I was watching that that was a goal because when I looked at where the two defenders were and where he was, I didn't think he had that pace in him.
Yeah, that was an incredible lung
It's
busting.
incredible
Yeah,
burst the pace.
I haven't seen that in him actually, really at all. Yeah, considering the injuries he had and to come back like that, but that pace so early in pre-season, yeah, it was quite incredible. Yeah, of course, our first three matches, Eamon, as we had said in our
We've
previous,
already previewed one of them, like, you know.
Manchester United away 4:30. You can catch it in the
Just
River
one at
Burn.
a time.
Leeds United at
One
home. 5:30 on the 23rd,
at a time.
21st.
And then
Liverpool
Liverpool.
away at 4:30.
Yeah.
It's a tough, I know it's early on, Eamon, but just to come to the three fixtures briefly, that's a tough start, no doubt. But
It's a cool start.
would you be confident of taking, if not maximum points, which is a big ask, 7 points is realistic, isn't it, in those three games? So early on.
I'm not gonna look
You
at the
know,
end of the day.
do you
Hold
feel
on, you
getting
see,
off to a good start is vital
you see,
though?
already we're into brain aching about how many points we're gonna have after three games. There's 28 games in the league,
It's not a sprint, it's a
and
marathon.
what I said on the other show was every team. It's a bit weird this year because there's no team that's coming into it. So Liverpool won the league last year because they got everything going. Everything that could go right went right for them last year.
Yeah, I
But
do agree.
they've made as many changes as we've had. So it's going to take their players a while to blend. I think there'll be a lot of points lost by the top clubs over the first 5 weeks of the season.
You feel that?
I mean, if you look at Liverpool's fixture list, like they're away at Palace, away at Burnley, a home to Wolves, away at Newcastle. Like they haven't got it easy either. You know, I just think that there'll be a lot of points lost because normally, back in the Man City dominance era, they didn't change their team that much. They just added in another world-class player. So there was no transition to make. But if you look at the teams, I think Newcastle will go backwards, right?
Yeah, they lose Isaac, you
Man
can't.
United will go forwards, but they have to do what we have to do. They have to
Burn
blend
their
in the
house
new
down.
players. Liverpool have to blend in the new players. I watched them against Palace in the Community Shield. Salah couldn't get a kick of the ball because he wasn't playing in front of Trent Alexander-Arnold. He didn't understand what Frimpong was going to do.
Yeah.
You know, so all of that stuff, I think there's going to be a lot more points lost in the early part of the season by the top clubs than normal.
Yeah, yes, as you said, they've all strengthened in different areas, and yes, it's kind of adapting to new systems as well. Yeah.
We beat Leeds and got a point at United and a point at Liverpool in those first three games. Would that be the end of the world? I don't think it would.
No, I think Arsenal
We're
fans would be happy.
all worried to think that Man City are going to get 986 points. Those days are gone.
Yeah, we saw that last season. It's a lot tighter than, yeah. It's, in terms of aiming. We're going to be raving about, I think, Max Down, no doubt, and we've spoken a lot about him in this show. Who would you like to see as kind of like improving more for yourself from last season? You know, what player would you like to see, you know, move up another level? Would you like to see? Or players, even?
No, but you see, I don't think the players need to move to another
You feel
level.
they're at a good, you know, you feel they're at a good,
After
you
they
know,
weren't on
level.
the pitch,
Yeah. Yeah.
how can you move up a level when they're not on the pitch? Like, his hamstring 3 months, Harvard's hamstring 3 months,
Yeah.
Gabriel's hamstring 3 months. Like, they're not on the pitch, right? Key
Yeah.
is to keeping players available, but I'm more confident this year on the basis that if we do have a setback, I think we have better players in each position to step in.
Yeah, I mean, we're all looking forward to the next 48 weeks of Madden. Anything before we've got a minute and a bit left, Eamon. Is there anything you'd like to mention about the Dublin Arsenal Sports Club itself?
No. Just let's get the season off to a good start. Come in on Sunday and enjoy the social aspect of it and come on the Arsenal. That's it, you know.
Yeah, it's an ever-growing club season on season, Eamon, as well, isn't it? It's really grown. It's just something else, isn't it?
We're a big club. You saw the tour of Asia and how big we were. I think it
Big
actually
one
it
as
takes
well.
me aback when I see the
Yeah.
reception we get over there. That just shows you how big we are, you know.
Yeah, it's quite incredible the jerseys that we bought, like at the games and that. But it's great to see where, you know, our brand is expanding worldwide, yeah, and it's exciting times for the club as well. But I'd like to thank Eamon for coming on tonight, Eamon. Thanks very much for your edge cutting announcement. Tell Mr. Brennan himself, today's bread today.
Everybody listen to me, Jonathan. Everything be okay.
I think that sums it up the show quite well. Catch the show on the Dublin Arsenal YouTube channel and on Spotify as the season goes on. But until the next one, thanks for listening and have a good week, lads. Thanks.
Cheers.